You already knew that Rock Chalk Sports Talk covers KU sports like no other radio show in the show. So, how could it get even better, you ask? By adding a guy who eats, sleeps, and breathes KU, David Lawrence. DL and Nick Schwert on Rock Chalk Sports Talk every Monday from 4 to 6 on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
High atop Memorial Stadium at the base of the Campanile Hill at the University of Kansas. I'm David Lawrence with Nick Schwert, 75 days out from the start of Kansas football, the first game against Southeast Missouri. Special thanks to Dale Willey for sponsoring me, being on Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick. Check him out at 2800 Iowa. They have a new and used car facility, great financing rates, and also great leases available on all Chevy, GMC, and Cadillacs. Go check out my friends there. And Nick and I will be there with Kansas great Daryl Stuckey on Thursday from 4 to 6 o'clock. So go join us out at Dale Willey in the new used car facility. That's kind of a play on words. It's brand new facility, but it's the used car facility they have right there. Joining us now is kind of the face of Kansas football for 2017, Dorrance Armstrong and Daniel Wise. It's so great to have you guys on and so many things to talk about. But Dorrance, what does it feel like to be the guy as far as the face? And I know it's all about the team concept for you, but you know, you're the guy, the first person, you guys are the first two guys everyone talks about. Why is Kansas going to make that big jump up in the Big 12? It's because of you guys.
I mean, we just come out here to play out the best that we can and hopefully to get the team better. And I feel like that's what we have done so far. So a lot of people will lean on us, me and him, to keep that going.
You know, in 2007, you know, I've talked to a little bit about you know, the dominant defensive line. You know, we had the James McClinton, who was very, very much Daniel Wise like Daniel. We've talked about that. But you guys are kind of a 1-2 punch. They've got you in the middle, and they got Dorrance on the outside. Talk about, you know, a healthy Daniel Wise and a healthy Dorrance Armstrong and the damage that you can do this year.
Man, a healthy Daniel Wise and a healthy Dorrance Armstrong is going to be, I see, a lot better than what we were last year. Got some experience. Got some new guys coming in under our belt. Some guys just ready to rock and roll. That's all we got to say.
Do you guys feel kind of like you're the old guys now? I mean, just last year you guys were underclassmen. Now all of a sudden, high expectations, new guys coming in. You guys feel old yet?
I do. I feel like I've been
I think I feel a lot older than he does. This is my redshirt junior year, going my senior year. I can't even believe it still.
You know what's great about Kansas football and promoting that, and of course I do that regardless of who's in charge, but everyone loves your head coach, your assistant coaches, the new strength and conditioning coach. I think he's going to be excellent. But you guys kind of sell the program. So I'm going to give you both an opportunity just to kind of to talk about why you think those fans, you know, we got some fans that are going to be out there no matter what, but there's going to be some fans that are kind of on the edge. But just what would be some of those things that you would bring up on your why you're so confident that Kansas football is going to take that next big leap? I'll let Dorrance go first.
I'm going to start by saying my freshman year when we went 0-12, it was kind of like a downfall for me and the rest of the team. And then to come back the next year and to win, what was it, two games?
Yes.
It showed a little bit of progress, but at the same time, it showed a lot during the games. So I feel like we're going to build off that momentum to bring into this season with the new guys and everybody develop as we've been going through camp and stuff. I feel like that's just going to be our year, and we can do it from there.
Daniel, same thing.
Yeah, he basically said it, coming off that 0-12 year, his freshman year, and what, my sophomore year, redshirt freshman year. We've been hungry ever since. Coming out last year, beating Texas. Some couple of close games, could have won by a field goal or who knows. But, you know, there's no telling what those guys and, well, you guys haven't seen it, but we see it every day. Those guys in the locker room down there,
right,
hungrier than ever, ready to go, putting in extra work, coming to the weight room serious with that mindset. Like, you know, no one's going to mess with us this year. So, hey, we're ready to come and prove to the world.
Well, take me back to last offseason. At this point, you guys are, you know, on the heels of not winning a game, like, mm-hmm, how humbling was that for you guys? Like, how much was that in the back of your heads as you're preparing for next season and trying to get right and do what you guys did last year?
It was in the back of my mind every day. Not also was it in the back of my mind, but we let each other know, hey, this is not acceptable. While we're hitting our what hills, bleachers, every rep we're doing, hey, we're not going 0-12 again. We're not losing how we did last year, or we're not going to face that humiliation again. So that's still in the back of our minds now. We let those new guys who maybe weren't here when we went 0-12, hey, you guys weren't here, but I'm going to tell you something, you don't want to go through that again. Yeah. So constantly pushing those guys and pushing each other, try to be the best we can be.
I know that Kansas fans are excited about the Texas win. There's no question about it. But I don't think they really get what a big deal it is. Now, Daniel, you're from Louisville, and Dorrance, you're from Houston. Mm-hmm. So why don't you just talk about, you know, maybe the feedback that you've got from Houston and in the Dallas Metroplex area after that epic win last year?
To me, it seemed like a lot of people was coming to me as like, all the Texas schools slept on you and they missed the opportunity to have you at their school. And it was like, okay, it's no big deal. I'm just going to go somewhere else and play. And then if I play them, then I'm going to show them what I could have done for their team. But other than that, it was just a good, everybody was excited for our team to win that game.
Was it the same thing for you, Daniel? Like, did being from Texas, was that win elevated even more in your mind?
So much more better. You know, growing up in Texas, you know, you're seeing schools like that. So I guess being able to beat that and making history, you know, that's what we were making history with 38 years since last we beat them. Making history, that was pretty awesome for me.
What was it like having the fans pour out of the stands like that and come celebrate with you guys?
It was beautiful. Being down, jumping around with them and tearing the goalposts down, I think it lasted, you know, felt like it lasted a year that week. But
were you guys expecting that? Did you know they were going to come and rush the field like that?
We didn't know, but I'm glad we did.
Dorrance Armstrong, Daniel Wise, high atop Memorial Stadium on the 8th floor. This is where we do the radio games, and that's where we are broadcasting live every Monday for Rock Chalk Sports Talk. Two preseason all-conference players that are certainly going to be the poster guys for Kansas. Dorrance Armstrong, Daniel Wise, both defensive linemen. You know, what's really cool about it, and I know you don't really have anything to compare to because you've only been under David Beatty, but not everywhere do players sell the program as much as you guys do, which I think is part, and we can't talk specifics about recruiting, but can you just talk about how excited that players are when you do have recruits come in? Dorrance, just how players are so volunteering their excitement in bringing other good players in here.
It's a good thing that they do that, because the more they do that, the more players we can get that can help our team overall. And it's just that we make them feel like we are there at home. Like the first day they get here on a visit or anything, that we just take them in, show them a good time, get them around friends, family, coaches. They love the facility. That's like the first thing they touch is the locker room. It's amazing. And after that, it's just after that weekend, we hope we can see them here again.
When these guys are coming on their visits, like, do you ever see guys who like remind you of yourselves and just the way that you could have went somewhere else to a program that had more success, and you could have went to a program that had more of a winning culture when you got there, yet you chose to come to KU because you wanted to be different or you wanted to start something here. Like, do you see other guys who are coming in and kind of share those same traits?
Mm-hmm, definitely. And even when they get here, it's like the mindset automatically changed and fit into what we're trying to get to. And it just makes them look more mature of an athlete than how young they really are. It's just that they're ready to play immediately, and that's what we need.
Exactly.
Zach Woodfin and his staff, I've been trying to relate to fans on the radio just how important the strength and conditioning staff are, because you're in their hands for so much of the year. But Daniel Wise, why don't you talk about Coach Woodfin and the staff and really what is going on right now with you guys on a day-to-day basis in the summertime?
Well, first of all, Coach Woodfin is a heck of a coach. He came in, we brought in immediately. No, there's no time for slack, fall off. We brought in. We love where he's going with the program. We love what he's doing. We love what we see with our bodies and the change. And everybody's, pretty much brought in to what he's teaching.
How much weight have you guys put on since you got here?
I came in at 215. I'm at 250 now. So,
Put on that's what, Doris 35? Armstrong.
Yeah.
What about you, Daniel?
I came in my freshman year. I was about what 245, 250. Now I'm what 290.
You're listening to 290.
290, 295. You know, still moving good, playing good.
But what's interesting about you, Daniel, is you actually have the quickness that you perhaps could play outside.
Yes.
Which not many big guys in the middle can say that.
Yeah, I like to think I move a lot better than Doran's.
Because you're what's going to get him in the paper, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what James was saying. We actually found out later on that in 2007 our defensive ends were just average at best. It was just that the big guy in the middle was making their life easy because he was forcing the quarterback right there. That's so that's why you guys, along with two other guys, are going to make life pretty pretty tough on quarterbacks.
Hey, if that works, let's do it.
Let me ask you to talk about each other because you're both humble guys. But Danny, I want you to talk first about what makes Dorrance so special and how he is different, and then I'll just let you flip sides on that.
Well, what makes Dorrance so special and so different is that his knowledge for the game, his football IQ, his hunger and his passion, all the above, you know. When he gets out on that field, he's not much of a talker. He's more of a, let me show you what I'm going to do. Let me show you what I've been working on. So day in and day out, I see it in the weight room, in the locker room. He's in the playbooks, getting extra work, whatever it is. His leadership, all the above. That's what makes him who he is.
Okay. All right, Dorrance, your chance on Daniel.
For Daniel, it's like we're almost like twins. Like we came in and we immediately recognized what we can do for this team. And our ability to rush the passer and just play D-line, period, is not meant for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's just we know so much about what we need to do and how we can help others. It's amazing that how much of an impact he can bring to this team.
So you're like twins. Which one's better looking? Who's the better looking twin?
I'm the better looking twin. Okay.
I don't know about that one.
Better dancer. Who's the best dancer between the two of you?
Me. It's me.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So Dorrance has the dance moves, and Daniel just kind of sits back and plays it cool, man.
Either one of you sing?
Nah, I don't even dance. I just took the credit. He's the real dancer.
Oh, he really is. He dances. I think he's got a kind of a nice voice, too. You probably do a little singing, don't you?
A little off the record. You know, catch me in the shower when I sing.
There you go.
Yeah, something like that.
So you said that Dorrance has great football IQ. Like, when you're on the field, like, how would you explain that to somebody who's not as knowledgeable in football?
Okay, well, you know, a play goes down, a series go past, we come in the sideline and we talk about what we just saw. He'll come talk to me. We'll talk what we see in the offensive lineman and break down what we see and how can we attack the situation a lot better. And then we go and do it.
Because so often you'll hear people who want to talk about guys who have all the physical traits. Like, I'm not asking you to name guys like on your team, but you guys have been playing football for a long time. Like, do you come across a lot of guys who have all the physical traits you need, but they just don't have the football IQ?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like it happens to a lot of people, but, I mean, you can always learn the game still. It's never too late to learn the game. So even if they don't have it then, they'll get it sooner or later.
And you guys can go beyond just helping each other. You can help the offensive lineman. And, you know, I was one time at offensive lineman, and I've asked you guys about this in the pressers, but that's the position where Kansas needs to make the biggest marked improvement, perhaps. And you can make them better. Can you talk about maybe things that you tell those guys to help them get better? And I'm sure you have witnessed how much improved they are. We're going to have Mesa and Hakeem on just a little bit later in this show.
Well, I can say that I talk to the offensive lineman like I'm talking to Doran sometimes. And maybe it's in practice. I'm like, hey, you're showing this too much. Hey, you need to do work on this because it's obvious what you're doing. Or whatever the case is, even if it's in the game, I run to the offensive side. I talk to Jay Rose a lot, and we know we're like brothers, so we work together. I work my move on him, he'll work a move on me, or whatever it is. And we try to...
Jason Rose.
Yes. We try to, you know, make each other better. Same with Mason, Hakeem, and a lot of the other guys. You know, they're just... We like to bounce each ideas off each other and help each other out.
Dorrance?
When it comes down to technique, we can't really teach them. We can only tell them, like, what we see from our side, which is, like, if you're doing, like Daniel said, pretty much everything. if they just showing what they're trying to do too much, then we'll tell them that, okay, you can't, you're doing it too much or whatever the case is. But other than that, we talk
and vice versa.
Yeah, we talk to them like they're our D-line, and we just help each other as much as we can. And it's improving on both sides of the ball, because every day we compete. We compete in the weight room, outside. It's just good to see that we both coming along in a very good time.
We're talking to Daniel Wise, Dorrance Armstrong. We're here at Memorial Stadium, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Talk about that Texas win. It felt like more than just one win. I know probably for you guys, for I think a lot of fans as well. And it does, I think, it plays a big factor in the excitement level getting ramped up going into next season. Do you guys feel that too? I know people on the outside do. Does it feel the same way on the inside of that locker room?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. What kind of expectations do you guys have for yourselves going into next year?
We're going to make it to a bowl game.
Yeah?
That's the biggest expectation.
I like that.
I love it. I can't wait. 75 days, we're going to count them down. We're going to be here every Monday, and we're going to be cheering you guys on. We're going to be talking to other Jayhawks right here on Rock Talk Sports Talk. You know, I've got your back up here, but yes, I can hardly wait. You guys are outstanding the way you represent the University of Kansas, Kansas football. And we love you, man. And thanks for coming up here.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll get another opportunity to talk to you, and have a great summer. I know you're going to be busy, and it's all football for you, but enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That is Daniel Wise, Dorrance Armstrong. I am Nick Schwert with David Lawrence. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. We got more Jayhawks coming up. Mesa Riberty, Hakeem Adeniji, Bryce Ternaden, Jeremiah Booker, all going to join us before 6 o'clock right here on Rock Chalk Sports Talk.